Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Day 10 of 90 Day Challenge to Grow a Podcast Business, making $100,000 within the next 90 days, helping 100 podcasters be more consistent. And I'm going live. I'm streaming a little bit late today because it's 3:13. On the contrary, the lessons that I've learned today, or what I became more aware of today, was more important than anything. And we're going to cover that. But first, we're going to recap. We're going to go over, have a short recap session of everything that we have been through from day one all the way up to day 10. It's going to be a short recap, because today I'm going live. I'm late going live, and that's okay. And I really want to get straight to it. So we're going to get straight to it right now. So if this is your first day attending the live, let me know where you're chiming in from. Let me know where you're from. Let me know what sparked your interest about this 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000. Let me know. Love to hear from you. Love to interact with you. And we get into it. Recap. So what inspired me to do this challenge was a guy named Casanet. He's a streamer. He's a big streamer. He has a lot of people following him. And he just completed like a streamer university, and where he had so many different streamers coming to one particular place. During that time, doing the challenge, I'm watching the clips, and I'm just observing, like, what he's actually doing from the clips that I'm watching. And this one guy, his name is Agent, he got to talk about how to actually make a business behind streaming. And so that's what really inspired me. And once that inspired me, he proceeded to say that you don't need to blow up on social media. You need social media to know who you are. That's where the omnipresent terminology came from. You have to be everywhere. You have to communicate your message every single time, every single day. There should not be a day where you're not communicating the message and the business that you would like to do. Oh, and I also explained that on my first 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I had errors of not accepting the payments. The payments wasn't going through, and it was so overwhelming, and I didn't know how to fully handle that situation. And for the day three, we went over the email list, the communication, and this one sparked me yesterday. I forgot. I don't know. I didn't forget about it. But as I'm posting on social media, yesterday I literally made a post and somebody come in at info. I'm like, info? Like, what do you mean by info? And not knowing, they were like more information about the challenge. They were like more information on the lessons that I've learned. And this can be a way where I can add them to my email list so I can communicate with them even more to let them know the lessons I've learned, how this helped me, and how we're progressing through that. In fact, I'm actually going to set that up. If not today, tomorrow for sure, so I can start informing my email list of everything that we're doing, everything that's taking place, and the importance behind it. So email helps you communicate with people. I also use another example of trying to reach 8 billion people. There's over 8 billion people in the world. And if you're spending $100 to 8 billion people, your money is wasted. Your money is wasted because everybody won't even get a chance to see what you are promoting, what you are advertising, so on and so forth. So if you have a smaller group of people that you are reaching out to, your $100 would go a lot further than reaching out to 8 billion people. Shout out to Action Zone. Action Zone is the veteran program that help entrepreneurs launch their program, grow their business, and be more clear on who they would like to serve. So they mentioned, if you're serving everyone, if you're serving all 8 billion people, you're serving no one. And you have to find out who you're serving and serve them to the T. Serve them to the top notch, because it's going to make a difference over time. Location, yep, there we go. Website, we talked about the website. First, you have to get the attention. When you have the attention, people start to want to become customers of yours. When they want to become customers of yours, they are interested in you, customers who are interested, and then they start buying, then they start to become your friends. But first, you have to have a lot of attention. And I understand this now, and it hit me today, why having so much attention is so important. Because if you don't have attention, people are not going to learn about you, not going to learn about you, not going to want to trust you, because they don't know who you are. And so when that also posting speaking onto podcasts, going on to radio, so you really have to put yourself out there even more. Shout out to Diane from Action Zone, Boss Agency, social media manager. We actually had a call with her today, and she, I share with her that I reference her a lot throughout the different topics that I'm talking about, is that when I first gave my presentation, there was, the audience kept asking me, do you do social media flyers? Do you do social media management? Do you post on social media? And I said yes to everything, and I didn't know that you wasn't supposed to say yes to everything. And when we had the call, she was like, well, Terrell, what did you say no to? You didn't say no to anything. You said yes to everything. And I'm thinking, in my mind, that's what you're supposed to do as a business owner. Not knowing, if you say yes to everything, you're stretching yourself too thin. Ooh, that was a good lesson. And so, the next one is have more focus. So, rather than me reaching out to over 5 million different podcasts, instead of me reaching out to 5 million podcasts, what about 50,000? What about 30,000? What about 20,000? And that's going to help me narrow down not only my communication, but it's going to help me narrow down the people that I would like to serve. I don't need 5 million people. In fact, 10% of 50,000 is 500 people. So if 500 people are doing business with me, I'm in business. Excuse me. Whereas, I'm sorry. 1% of 50,000 is 500 people. And then 10% of 50,000 is 5,000 people. I did that calculation wrong. Excuse me. So I don't need to serve everybody. I don't need to help everybody. I just need to help a small percentage of people. And a small percentage of people will I'll be a business. I'll be a business. Feedback, always get feedback from your customers. Always get feedback. Always seek feedback. I learned this the other day on why getting feedback is so important, because you can't necessarily read your customer's mind. What's working? What worked for you? What helped you? How did it help you? Can we improve? What can be better? You have to always get feedback. You always have to get customer testimonials, and you just have to understand what's working and what's not working. And then I caught myself doing the same thing that I was doing on day one on my first 90-day challenge, whereas I was doing everything that wasn't going to bring in more customers, wasn't going to bring more awareness, wasn't going to help me make more money, because I was doing everything that wasn't going to make money. And so I learned to do more faster. There's a book called Do More Faster, and it was a book that explains that you have to be willing to do more faster. That's what we're going to go over, in fact, today. So we also went over the one-to-one method, one-to-one meetings, one-to-one conversations, one-to-one consultations. It's good. However, it's very limiting, because you're only communicating with one person. Whereas if you're using social media, if you're in front of a group of people, if you're in front of an audience, your communication, your message multiplies, because there's a lot of people that's in the audience. Everybody's not going to connect with you. On the other hand, the ones that are meant to connect with you will connect with you faster, because you're right in front of them. So that's my goal, is to really get in front of them and connect with them on a deeper level. And 531 recap, day five. Advertisements. Oh, so I updated the advertisements for the Facebook campaign that I'm running soon, that I'm about to run at this moment. Customer focus. Apple, Steve Jobs, the one, the CEO, not CEO, he was the founder of Apple, and for quite some time, his focus was the customers. If he focused on his customers, he would have a good business. And as I'm watching different videos, watching old videos, his main priority was his customers. If the customers are happy, they will have a successful business. Apple is still around. In fact, I got an Apple computer. All my devices are Apple because it's just simple. And I bring that up to say Steve Jobs focused on his customers. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to focus on my customers because I'm learning from previous behaviors. I'm learning from previous successful people. I'm learning from others. If I want to have a successful business, I have to focus on the customers. Shout out to RJ. I forgot your last name. He mentioned, show people that you care. And I asked him, I said, how are you supposed to show people that you care? He was like, just show people that you care. I'm like, how? How do you do that? He said, focus on your customer. Help them solve the problem that they're dealing with. Help them understand the problem that they're dealing with. Guide them on how to fix their problems. Stay with them. Communicate with them. Have your customer the main focus of your business, and your business will grow. And I was like, what? That's crazy. That's crazy. What a great lesson. So this one, inside information, focus on your customers. We just went over that. Push a machine. Learn on the go. So you have to always learn on the go. Learn on the go. So doing more faster causes a lot of tests. And what I recently learned within the last month is that business, like, what is it called? Experiment. Like, you're experimenting your business, and you're experimenting what's working, and you're constantly testing. I wasn't a great science student because I really don't like science. As I got older, I start to understand that everything is science. I'm not talking about the atoms. I'm not talking about the neutrons. I'm not talking about the protons or anything of that nature. What I am saying is that every part of life has some aspect of science to it. And I didn't fully understand that you have to test everything. In science, you have to test everything. I remember being in the laboratory where we had to test and look at the leaves. We had to look at the stick. We put something on the stick, and we had to look at it through the microscope, and we had to look at the cells. We had to look at the whatever it's called. I didn't pass biology the first time. I actually failed and took it again. However, you're testing. You're looking. You're improving. You're testing. You're looking. You're improving. You're testing, looking, and improving. And not only in business, but in life, you have to test, look, and improve what's working. 338 million people. I was going over the Facebook campaign yesterday, or that day. TED Talks of the expert, I explained that the woman who was on stage speaking about how she was working with a client, and the client wasn't even listening. And she was talking to him, and as she was talking to him, the client was just on his computer doing everything and not necessarily listening, quote unquote. And so when she got done speaking, the guy or the client who was her client at the time, when she got done speaking, he sent over the link and say, what do you think now? What he sent over the website and say, can you take a look at it now? And she was surprised, like, well, he actually did what I said, change and update. You have to act fast. You have to change fast. Every test that you do, you have to be willing to change and update it quickly. And I learned that within the last month. Why? Testing is so important. If you're not testing, how do you know what's working? If you're not experimenting, how do you know what's not working? If you're not constantly putting out different ways that you can learn more about your customers, how do you have a business? And that's what I recently discovered, that you have to be willing to do it and experiment every single day. So, what is this? Finish setting up Facebook ads. Finish setting up Facebook ads. And I went over like the headline, the subheadline, and you have to have focus. And yesterday I started making calls. I started reaching out to different people via DM, via a call, and so on and so forth. And this one right here, I went over this a couple days ago. One-to-one starts there, but it's faster to get on a get in front of a group of people and build where they like you, where they trust you, and they like, know, and trust you. Where they like, know, and trust you. They like you because you're relatable. They trust you based on your experience, and they like, know, and trust you. Like, know, and trust you. They trust you because you're able to help them. And so, and I gave the example of speaking to me. This is me and speaking to an audience in 5 minutes rather than having 20 different conversations, 20 different minutes, 20 different days, 20 different times. I believe it's a lot easier to have one conversation for 5 minutes for a group of audience. And that's what I'm going to be working on now, just doing more faster. That shout out to that book, Do More Faster. It actually gave me a different perspective of why I started this challenge, because I'm started to understand that if I wanted to do this challenge, if I wanted to help 100 podcasters be more consistent, I had to understand who I was helping, how I can help them, and how I can go about serving them. So that was a mini recap. That was a fast course, a fast crash recourse of the past 10 days. And now, what we're going to go over, this is something that really just made sense to me today. And the reason why it made sense to me today is because I saw it in a different light. Day 10, 9-day challenge to grow a podcast business. Business making $100,000 while helping 100 podcasters. Okay, there we go. There we go. And so now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to post 5 videos within 30 minutes. I'm going ahead and post so I can stay consistent and I can stay up to date no matter what. My goal is to continue to post 5 times a day until I start growing a team around me, and we can post more than 5 times. We can put ourselves up there even more. We can reach more people. We can connect more people. But for now, so I don't stress myself and become overwhelmed, I'm going to stick to 5 for now. I'm stick to 5 posting within the next 30 minutes, and I'm going to post it. I'm going to stay consistent. I'm going to show the process, and the process is what needs to be shown. And so let's go ahead and do this. We're going to go ahead and stop sharing the screen right quick. Let me know where you are tapping in from, where you're from. I'm here in Tampa, Florida. Tampa, Florida right now. Let me know where you're from, where you're chiming in from, because one thing that I know is that community is better than doing it by yourself. So, Fig family, what's going on? What's going on? If you're here, you're part of the family. Let me know where you're tapping in from. All right, so now what I'm about to do, I'm about to go ahead and post for 5 minutes. I'm sorry, 30 minutes. Third 30 minutes. All right, there we go. All right, so let me come here. Let me share my screen. There we go. All right, there we go. Day 8, day 9 need to be on here too. But what I'm gonna do, I did a podcast with my guy Dre, is he on here? Oh, right here.
Just like, what? And so I was just like, okay, quick, I can figure it out. And so I was like, well, here's the there's somebody with experience that's willing to talk. Let me see if she'll give me some type of advice. And credit to her, I don't even think she know what that advice did for me to this day, because I don't keep in contact with her. I don't know her. Like, I don't know her. I know her something to go harder. Believe in myself more. Why do you feel like you have to give out how you want? What's your goal for this scene? What you want your character to accomplish by the end of this movie, TV show, whatever? I always tell myself, like, when I win the house, because they know what to do. That's tough. I didn't see my worth until after the podcast. It's like, why is it so important to be patient for your journey?
That's good.
Why is it so important to be patient for your journey? Because you'll miss out on your blessing trying to rush. Trying to rush and constantly go get something. Like, yeah, you might get it, but you might not get nothing else after that. So just being patient and understanding that it's not my time, it's God's time. And why does...
Alright, so what I'm gonna do, and y'all enhance speech. Alright, so I got 27 minutes to post 5 videos. Let me know in the comments if you can keep track with me. I got 27 minutes to post 5 videos. What's going on, Carlos? Dr. Carlos. Let me see.
It's so important to be patient for your journey.
Okay. There we go.
But why is it so important to be? Why is it so important to be patient for your journey?
There we go. Why they low? Okay, there we go. Just gotta wait till it low. It wasn't like that. Was it already? Oh, there we go. All right, so I got 24 minutes. There we go.
time to pause the fucking and go play. Rephrase.
Go. Okay, five, move that one, schedule. We're good right there. All right, quick second for a little video. Day 10 of 90 Day Challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000 within the next 90 days. While helping 100 podcasters become more consistent. And the goal for today, the focus on today is to really emphasize, really putting myself out there even more. There's a book that says do more faster, and I have to be willing to do more a lot faster, because when I do more faster, I get faster results. So that's the goal for today, is to do more faster by putting myself out there even more, because one thing that I've learned by being doing this challenge is that you have to do it fast. And by the way, if you would like to join my email list to receive newsletters and updates on the previous days, please leave a comment to say info or I want to join. I would like to join, and I will send you a private message. Let's get it.
How long was that? I felt like it was kind of long.
Oh, it wasn't long.
Pause.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Day 9. Oh, day 10. There we go. That's one thing about TikTok or social media. You never know. Jeez Louise. I got 18 minutes. I'm down to 2 posts. Okay. Got that. Boom, bow, boom, bow. Alright. Excuse me. Library. Add content. Okay. Day 10. Rename. Go day 10. Dang. Of 90 day 17 minutes. There we go. Day 10. Who's gone? Schedule post. Let's go with 6. Schedule. Okay, 2 posts down, 2 posts down. April.
When you act on the thought, you're taking a risk. If I
reshare, Ricola. Okay, there we go. Just about to remove Blue Sky. Threads, come on, man. Come on. Okay, that's pretty annoying. Thank you. Thank you. All right, so 3 posts is posted. Yeah, it's posted. Show that one. Doom, 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 doom. Schedule post 6, 7. We'll go with 8. If it ain't one thing, it's another. If it ain't one thing, it's another. So, 4 videos, 4 posts I already posted. Let me see. June. think I got one more. Oh, yeah. Content. Okay. This is going to be an old video. Oh yeah, I'm gonna post that one again. Library. One day I will make a difference. Make a difference. One day I will make a difference. Okay, it's 5 videos for today. Let's go. There we go. 5 videos. All right, so let me come back to the camera. And we finished it underneath 10 minutes. Because some of the posts was already scheduled. Let's go. Well, not scheduled, but they were scheduled in the past. So what we gonna do for the remainder of the day until 4:30, because I started late. I hate I started late. Is that I'm doing a short lesson, and then I'm going to start reaching out to different programs, different people, and so on and so forth. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to get started. We are in the road. We're on day number 10, and let's go over the lesson that I learned and discovered today and how it's going to help me not only accomplish my goal a lot faster, but it's going to position me differently, excuse me, because I'm able to accomplish my goal a lot faster. So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're about to do. Let me know. Let me know if you can see it. All right. So this is day number 10. And I had a call today with, hello, how you do a call? It's close enough. I'm going to put call. Call. Okay. I had a Zoom, Zoom meeting. Today with Diane from AxiZone, and as we were speaking and as we communicating, she made me realize something. She made me not only realize something, but recognize what I said based off the question that she had asked me. And so she asked me, she was like, how's everything been? And I got to explain where everything has been great. Everything has been good. Well, 10 days ago, I started a 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business, helping veteran podcasters become more consistent. And I'm just understanding, like, the direction I would like to go. So that way, I can just be more consistent. I can show up daily, and I can narrow my message down to a certain group of people. And so when I said that, I didn't think about what I just said. It just naturally came out. And the reason why it naturally came out, because prior to today, prior to our call, I've been figuring out who I would like to serve. I've been discovering why I can't serve everybody. And I've been understanding that there are different type of podcasters out there. And if I'm trying to serve 5 million podcasters, I'm serving no one. And so when I was able to communicate with her, it made me recognize that I have focus. I have focus / clarity. I have focus / clarity. Why is that important? That is important because I'm not all over the place. My message is not all over the place. My message is becoming more clear because I have more clarity on the customers that I would like to serve. If I can focus on veteran podcasters who are struggling to stay consistent, understand their pain points, understand what they are going through, understand what they're dealing with at their time, if I care about them, if I'm showing that I care about them, I will be able to not only help 100 people, I will be able to help more than 100 veteran podcasters, because that's my focus, that's my lane, that's what I'm going to really learn more about. Because one thing that stops, or based off research and different books that I'm listening to, different conversations that's going on around me, people often say that the reason why, or people / research often say that the reason why businesses fail is because they're not really clear on who they serve. And I'm like, man, I gotta look up that article because so many different people wrote on the topic of business. And I was just wondering, how does people that are in business, how do they fail? And one day we went to this ice cream shop. We went to this ice cream shop. That's an ice cream. There we go. Ice cream shop. Ice cream shop. Y'all remember, I just thought of a song. Okay. My bad. I digress. So, oh, dang. I hate when I do that. Okay. So, right there. Ice cream shop. Oh, let me make this a building. Building. Ice cream shop. And me and my wife went in this ice cream place. And we're looking at the menu. This is the menu. And I'm not in the ice cream shop business. I'm in the podcast business. Nonetheless, we go there. And it seemed a bit overwhelming because they had so many different options to choose from, so many different combinations, so many flavors of ice cream, so many everything. And when we was there, I'm like, what did you get? What's good? What's not good? What's bad? What's great? It was so many choices to choose from. I just went with the normal. I think I said vanilla ice cream. It wasn't vanilla. It was probably like cheesecake ice cream or something like that. But I'm like, dang, like I wanted some type of sundae ice cream or some type of ice cream that had some type of flavors in it. But it was so many different options. I didn't know what to choose from. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because if I try to serve every podcaster, there will be so many different choices, just like the ice cream shop. Too many choices. And by choices, I'm talking about people. Slash choices. / people to help. There's so many different things, so many different problems that people are dealing with. And there's over 5 million different podcasts out there. And if I try to serve every podcaster that's out there, I would not be in business much longer. Whereas if I find a group of people, if I find a group of people that's struggling with the same problem, if I find a group of people that's struggling with the same problem that's looking for my solution, I found my customers. And so veteran podcasters are my customers because I'm a veteran. And the people that I've helped in the past are veterans as well. And it was so mind-blowing. It blew my mind when I discovered that. I'm like, man, hello. How you do blew my mind. There we go. It blew my mind. Because I'm like, man. I served in the Marine Corps. I served for 4 years. I got out in 2022. I be around veterans. I go to veterans events. I attend veteran gatherings and so on and so forth. But it wasn't as clear on who I can potentially serve, who I could potentially help, and the problem I can solve. And so earlier I mentioned that business is like an experimentation. You have to constantly experiment. In other words, you have to constantly test. In other words, you have to constantly try things. You have to try your messaging. You have to try your wording. You have to try to help different people. You have to try to just help people overall and see what sticks. Everything is not going to stick. Everything is not going to stay. Everything will not work. And it won't work because you have to understand who you are serving. There's a group of people that's dealing with the same problem. There's a group of people that your solution can solve. But it's understanding and recognizing what type of solution do you have and who is it actually for. It was mind-blowing to know this, to recognize this, to understand this, because it taught me more about that I can't help everybody. As much as I want to help everybody, if I'm trying to help everybody, who am I actually helping? Who am I actually helping? I read this book, Grinding It Out, by Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, and he explained that you have to be willing to take a risk. You have to be willing to better yourself, and you have to be willing to take a chance. If you're not willing to take a chance, how do you succeed? And fast forward to 2025, McDonald's is one of the known biggest fast food restaurants out there. And this McDonald's was established back in the day, like in the early 1900s or something like that, 1940s, if I'm not mistaken. If they said the date, but I forgot the time frame. I digress. The reason why I'm saying this is because Ray Kroc focused on his customers and really providing great service. Everything is the same. Every store operates the same. Well, in the book, that's what it explains. But their focus was to keep it simple. There's an acronym. By acronym, so when I was in the Marine Corps, that had so many different acronyms. My favorite one was JJD Top Buckle. And I got to look it up because I forgot all of them. But that it helps you remember what the words, what the acronym stand for that's inside of the words. So like justice, judgment. Yeah, I got to look it up again. I got to look it up again. Nonetheless, it was so many different acronyms. It'll help you remember it. And once it'll help you remember it, you can say it more often. You can say it more often. So there's an acronym. The acronym I was going to go over was, I forgot what the acronym I was going to go over. Okay, so I forgot the acronym I was going to go over. Nonetheless, what I'm going to do now, so it's 402. I'm going to put a pause right here. I'm going to put a pause on the lesson right now. And I'm going to start reaching out to different people. I'm going to go to Threads and just... I'm going to go to Threads. I'm going to type in podcast editing. Was it podcast editing that I had talked in? I think it was podcast editing. And what this is going to do is going to bring up people who are struggling with the services that I can offer. And I'm going to ask them, like, do you know anyone that's struggling with staying consistent on, for their podcast? I'm just going to ask them. I'm just going to ask them. Sometimes you got to ask. And I just recently understood that I'm not asking enough. I'm not asking enough. So I got to ask more. I have to ask more. I have to ask more. I have to speak to a lot more people. If I want to hit my goal of helping 100 veteran podcasters, I have to speak to a lot more people. Definitely have to do that. Definitely got to do that. Okay, so what I'm going to do, instead of me reaching out to, and I'm going to do, as a matter of fact, hold on. I don't think that's going to serve me right now. I don't think that's going to serve me. What I'm going to do, I'm going to actually reach out to different events. That's having events of gatherings for entrepreneurs. And I'm going to create a video reaching out to them. Excuse me. I think that'll serve me a lot more. That'll help me get in front of a lot more people quick. Yeah. For real. Okay. So, info. Turn the failure to knowledge. Oh, hold on. I remember I did this yesterday. Why I'm going to recreate the wheel when the wheel is already created? Like, I don't need to be doing all that, though. So, there we go. Message for your audience. Yep, there we go. Boom, 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 boom. All right, so this is what the message says. Hello. I'm just gonna put hello. Okay, this is what it said. So the event name is the Event Planner Expo. I came across the Event Planner Expo and was truly inspired by how your event brings together like-minded professionals, event planners, corporate decision makers, marketers, and industry leaders. Industry leaders, all in one powerful space for growth, connection, and collaboration. Leaders. My name is... Okay. There we go. My name is Terrell Humphrey, Marine Corps veteran speaker. Marine Corps veteran speaker and host of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. I help audience turn failure to knowledge by showing them how to turn setbacks into success so that dreams can come true. I love the opportunity to contribute to your stage and pour into your audience of high achievement professionals who know the pressure of delivering results, leading teams, and pushing through challenges. I've included a short introduction, a short video introducing myself and the core message behind this talk. I hope to connect with you soon and see if this can be a strong fit for your upcoming event. Thank you again for all you're doing to bring the industry together. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back to their page. I'm going to read the about page. Just create a video so that way it can be more personable. The Event Planner Expo, destination for event planners, corporate decision makers, meeting planners, marketing and PR professionals. And this is the Event Planner Expo. Hey, how you doing? My name is Terrell Humphrey. I came across the Event Planner Expo for 2025, and I was on you all website, and I noticed that you all are bringing like-minded individuals to not only grow together, but to be in the same environment, learn how to grow and develop themselves and grow their business more than they can ever imagine. One thing that I understand about growth is that you have to grow together, and this event alone, the Event Planner Expo 2025, not only will help people grow, but you're connecting and bringing others together. And I really admire that, because one thing that help other grow is being around the right people. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and I help podcasters, and like you, I help podcasters stay consistent with their marketing, with their messaging, and just really getting themselves out there. One thing that I understood and one thing that I've learned is that when you're around the right people, you grow, connect, and make a difference even faster. So I was doing good, but I forgot to call to action. Ah, dang. Let's go. I'm going to try to keep it underneath 90 seconds, to be honest. Like, I'm going to try to keep it underneath 90 seconds. The Event Planner Expo. I'm going to try to keep it around 90 seconds. There we go. Excuse me. Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I came across you all website, your event, the Event Planner Expo of 2025. And one thing that I appreciate is that you all are bringing like-minded individuals to not only be around the right people, but be around the people that's going to push them, that's going to challenge them, that's going to encourage them to grow their business even more. The biggest thing that I recently learned is that community helps you grow, and this event, the Event Planner Expo of 2025, not only is bringing people together, but it's helping others grow at the same time. My name is Terrell Humphrey, and like you, I help podcasters not only stay consistent, but to be around the right people, connect with the right audience, and really make an impact for themselves. And it's powerful to be around the right people, because the right information help you change and shift your mindset. I've helped so many different veteran podcasters, or podcasters in general, not only launch their podcast, but become more consistent over time. If you are looking for more speakers to impact your audience, to not only help them turn failed setbacks into success, but to really discover how to become their own somebodyness, I'm going to leave my calendar link down below, so that way we can book a call, we can schedule time to speak more, and see how we can potentially bring value to each other. Again, my name is Terrell Humphrey, and I appreciate that you all are bringing other like-minded entrepreneurs together, other powerful leaders, not only in the same space, but to gain the information that will shift their business. I look forward to speaking with you soon. Again, the calendar link will be down below if you're interested in more information. Thanks again. The worst thing that can happen, and it happened before, I literally recorded a good video, but I didn't press the record button. Oh my God. So annoying. This one's a little bit long, more a minute and 39, but that's okay. I'm not going to edit anything. I'm going to literally put it in this attached file. I'm going to attach the video, and I'm going to send it. I'm not editing nothing. I'm just going to attach it. Okay. This one is called the Event Planner Expo 2025. All right, There we go, Lars Fowles. Oh. I see that my file is larger. It's large, so I have to send it via the what you call. So while that's sending, I do want to come back and say what I'm doing and explain the goal behind it. So one thing that I recently learned within the last 10 days of doing a second 90-day challenge to make $100,000 while helping 100 veteran podcasters not only be more consistent, but grow their impact and make more money from their podcast. One thing that I recently learned is that you have to speak to a lot more people a lot faster and different audiences, different locations, different places that already has the audience. I want to get in front of them. I want to communicate with them. I want to talk with them. I want to talk and understand how can we potentially collaborate together, because now that I understand more now of social media, of the business I want to have and how I want to go about helping other podcasters or veteran podcasters, I need to connect with a lot more people in a short span of time. And me connecting with a lot more people in a shorter time will help me make a bigger impact, because I understand how I can help. I have a podcast consistency webinar, podcast lunch webinar. I have different things that I can offer. I'm not just going to speak. I'm going to provide value. And I also want to see how can I help the host of the event planner. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to see how can we provide value as well. And we're going to go from there. There we go. There we go. Anyone with link? Seeing. There we go. I just sent it. And so now what I recently learned is to track everything, document everything, and just keep everything up to date. So that way you can refer back to it, or I can refer back to it. And not gonna lie, that's the most, not necessarily tedious part, but that's the most tiring part, because you have to just document everything. You have to just keep up to date with everything. And it's gonna help you in the future. It's gonna help me in the long run. And so if it's tiring or not, I still will have to do it. I still need to do it. And that's what I'm about to do. I'm just about to update it. I'm about to put it in my CRM, put it in my system. And then I'm going to refer back to it later on. Nope. Research day, June. Real Humphrey. Event Planner Expo, New York. Event is October 14th and 16th. Fifteenth. 2025. That's my series. And I got the email. All right. Physical. Code. Meet. Event planner. Event planners. And a conference senior room to be determined. Initial contact made. There we go. There we go. Okay. There we go. Come in. There we go. All right. So coming back to the screen, coming to the camera right now. So what we're going to do, since I started late, I do have to go to, have to end it early. Have to end it early tomorrow. We're going to be on time with it, because now I understand the direction I would like to go, who I want to help, and how I can go about serving others. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be focused on this. We're going to be reaching out to more events. We're going to be running Facebook ads. We're going to be doing everything that's going to move and help us help more veteran podcasters, that is going to position us differently. So this is the goal. That's the mission. And that's what we are focusing on. So this is day number 10. Of 90-day challenge to grow a podcast business making $100,000 within the next 90 days. And so far, we only made $150 because it was a donation from my mama. Shout out to my mama. Shout out to Betty Vet. Nonetheless, I'll see you for day 11.